A rural school collective in eastern Kentucky has received a multi-million dollar extension of a U.S. Department of Education grant. As Benny Becker reports in the series Changing Course, the federal money helps offset some chronic problems with school funding.
Last year, Chloe Watson and four teammates from South Floyd Middle School won the top prize at a regional engineering competition.
Our elementary school, it gets flooded almost every year.
We've designed portable flood levees, plastic bins that'll be filled with a mixture of sand and water.
That's Watson's teammate, Preston Crace. He told me the project made school feel more meaningful.
You feel as a kid, the amount you're able to impact society around you is a little bit limited. And this is one of the best ways I've ever found to do some impact.
Kelsey Tackett is one of the teachers who helped to launch the engineering team. She says the project wouldn't have been possible without grant funding.
Absolutely not. Being able to use money to just like fund a project that a student completely comes up with would be extremely difficult.
Tackett was able to buy supplies thanks to money from the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, a collective of 22 school districts across the coalfields of eastern Kentucky. Back in 2013, the cooperative won a $30 million federal grant. That funding was set to end with this school year, but on January 2nd, the cooperative was granted money for an extra year.
This allows us to work toward sustainability of the innovation at a classroom level and a systemic approach to advancing education within the region.
That's Jeff Hawkins. He's the cooperative's director, and he says that the challenge of funding innovation in rural schools is one that's not new and not getting easier.
I think it's even more of a concern now than it was 27 years ago.
Edward Cornett was the cooperative's founding director. About 27 years ago, he joined with other school administrators to sue the state of Kentucky. They argued that the huge difference in funding between poor and wealthy school districts violated the state's constitution.
The lawsuit was decided in our favor, and that equalized the funding for education tremendously.
But since that time, there's been no significant additional investment.
So local school districts are having to increase local taxes. But in low-wealth districts like eastern Kentucky, the resources are not there.
That's Bridget Blom-Ramsey. She's the director of the Pritchard Committee, a nonprofit that's been advocating for Kentucky schools since the early 80s. She says Kentucky isn't alone in dealing with this challenge.
If the state relies on local districts to primarily support education, we're going to continue to leave too many students in rural America behind.
Ramsey singled out Floyd County, home to the prize-winning engineering team. She says it's an example of what's possible when schools are adequately funded.
At one time, was possibly going to be taken over by the state because of poor student outcomes. And they are now one of the top performing districts in Kentucky with high expectations and the right support students can achieve at the highest levels.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.